We've got some really exciting news. So Greek Easter is approaching, and we've decided to offer you guys a 25% discount on the transcript for our entire first season. This transcript gathers all the valuable vocabulary, stories, and tips we share throughout our podcast, and having it by your side will help you organize and align your studies with our podcast episodes. And the best part is that it costs almost the same as an hour of Greek lessons with a private tutor.
Exactly. It only costs $29.99 now. To find the transcript, go to unlockinggreekpotential.com or look at the description of this episode.
This offer will be valid until the 5th of May, and it is just a small thank you for all your support and love you've shown us this past year. So thank you so, so much, guys. Yasas, yasas.
Yasu Yuli.
Yasu Elis.
Starting at the same time. Like, we're not getting better at starting this episode. Welcome, everyone.
Today, it's an episode devoted on how to speak Greek. We're going to teach you phrases and expressions and words that they have to do with speaking and interacting with other Greeks.
Exactly, because I get so many questions always from people who ask me, how do you speak Greek? How do you start to speak Greek? And so many people are so scared of speaking this language, and I totally get that. And we want to teach you some phrases that make you more confident. So when you can say them, or you can inform Greeks a little bit too on how they should talk to you, and you can like kind of tell them, like, you know, I still don't speak very well yet, kind of like the survival phrases that we already taught in the first episode, but we're gonna expand it a bit more, because I noticed when I had this in my vocabulary and I knew how to say these things, it made my life so much easier when I met new people, when I would go on a vacation and I would like chit chat with someone on a terrace and I could just say these phrases, you know? So that's why we decided to add an episode in there, which called Speaking Greek, because I think by now you guys should be able to form at least a small conversation with Greeks, and this is definitely going to help you get more confidence in that.
So yeah, let's get started. The first word we're gonna learn is the word fast. Γρήγορα. Έλλης, νομίζεις ότι μιλάμε γρήγορα ελληνικά στην Ελλάδα?
Ναι, νομίζω ότι μιλάτε πολύ γρήγορα. I think you guys speak very fast.
Yeah, before I never noticed. And my students started to point that out. And they were saying, like, oh, you know, Greeks, every time that I'm traveling to Greece, people are speaking so fast. I don't understand anything. And I was like, really? And then I paid attention. Yeah, and it's true. People are speaking so fast, especially if you tell them that you are speaking in Greek.
Yeah, but even you would think that if you would say, yeah, I'm learning Greek, that people like automatically adapt and talk slower. But the thing is, they get so excited that they speed up like five times. And even also with foreigners, you know, so you're going to have to tell them to talk slower.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're speaking so fast. They're so excited that you're learning Greek. So γρήγορα is fast, and the opposite is αργά.
Αργά.
Αργά means slowly. Sometimes they say αργά, and you might also hear people to say σιγά.
Exactly. So what's the difference?
In this context, αργά and σιγά, they have the same meaning. But αργά sometimes also means late. For example, αργά το βράδυ, late at night.
Oh yeah. And a lot of Greeks also use the phrase σιγά σιγά. It literally means slowly, slowly, but they mean it in a step-by-step kind of way. So whenever you tell them, I'm still learning Greek, I don't talk very well yet, they often reply, σιγά σιγά, take it easy, step-by-step. It's very comforting, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So αργά, γρήγορα.
Γρήγορα, αργά. I think the γάμα was also, I don't know, it's such a tricky letter still.
Yeah, αργά. So let's use the word αργά in a phrase. Μπορείς να μιλήσεις πιο αργά.
Exactly. You're going to say this so many times. Μπορείς να μιλήσεις πιο αργά.
Can you speak slower? Μπορείς να μιλήσεις πιο αργά. Or we can also say μπορείς να μιλάς πιο αργά. It's also correct.
Oh, it's also correct.
Yeah, because μπορείς να μιλήσεις means right now, can you right now speak slowly? Like one time that we're going to speak, you speak slowly. But μπορείς να μιλάς πιο αργά, it's like in general, when you're speaking to me, can you speak slower?
Okay, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Both of them are correct. Μπορείς να μιλήσεις πιο αργά ή μπορείς να μιλάς πιο αργά.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very direct way to speak to somebody, but you can also use in an informal way, basically. So in a formal context, it's better if you say μπορείτε να μιλήσετε πιο αργά. So we change both verbs. Μπορείτε να μιλήσετε, or μπορείτε να μιλάτε πιο αργά.
Okay, so then it would be μπορείτε να μιλήσετε πιο αργά, or μπορείτε να μιλάτε πιο αργά.
Mm-hmm. So these two words, γρήγορα and αργά, are adverbs, but you can also use them as adjectives if you change the ending. So, γρήγορος, γρήγορη, γρήγορο. So, you're changing the ending according to the word that follows. So, γρήγορος for masculine, γρήγορη for feminine, and γρήγορο for neuter words. For example, γρήγορο αυτοκίνητο, a fast car. And the same applies to the word αργός, αργή, αργό. So, the word for slow. Αργός, masculine, αργή, feminine, αργό, neuter. And for those wondering what an adjective is, it is a word that describes a noun. So words such as big, small, tall, and short are adjectives. Now, on the other hand, an adverb is a word that describes a verb. For example, she speaks loudly. So loudly is an adverb. And adverbs often end in ly, loudly, slowly.
So you basically ask the question, how? How do I do it? I do it quickly. How do I talk? I talk slowly.
Not only. It can be like how, or it can also be like when. For example, words like often, sometimes. These are also adverbs. But they are adverbs that they describe the time, the frequency that something is happening.
I often talk very slowly, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So far we've had μπορείς να μιλήσεις πιο αργά or μπορείτε να μιλήσετε πιο αργά, formal.
So the next word we're going to teach you is the word mistake. Το λάθος.
Το λάθος.
So guys, just pay attention to this word, because even though it ends with an S, λάθος, it's a neutral word, not a masculine word. So just be careful. Το λάθος and not ο λάθος, okay?
Yeah, and then in plural, it doesn't end with an A or an A in English, like we said with neutral words, but it ends with an E. It's τα λάθη, τα λάθη.
Exactly. And this word, so if you're listening to Greek music, this word is basically to every Greek song about love, you know, like all these romantic songs. Το λάθος. Imagine there is even one song that is called Το λάθος. So the title is Το λάθος.
Yeah.
The next word is to correct. Διορθώνω.
Oh my god. Could this word be any more difficult? Just say it again.
Διορθώνω.
This is a tongue twister, guys. Let's break it down together, okay? It's diorthono. Diorthono.
Mm-hmm. So let's put this word, this verb, into a phrase, into a sentence. Let's say, can you correct me? Μπορείς να με διορθώσεις?
Μπορείς να με διορθώσεις?
Mm-hmm.
I really recommend you to say this a couple of times. Μπορείς να με διορθώσεις?
Mm-hmm. The next one is to practice. Because when you're going to Greece and you're learning Greek, it's the perfect place basically to practice your Greek.
Exactly.
So, to practice is εξασκώ.
Εξασκώ.
Mm-hmm. If you want to say, I want to practice my Greek, you can say θέλω να εξασκήσω τα ελληνικά μου.
Θέλω να εξασκήσω τα ελληνικά μου.
Exactly.
This was a really like a tongue twister for me in the beginning. And I know from a lot of other people that they have troubles pronouncing the word εξασκήσω. Mm. So I really recommend you to just say it out loud like 500 times. Θέλω να εξασκήσω τα ελληνικά μου. Because you're going to say this a lot.
Yeah. Θέλω να εξασκήσω τα ελληνικά μου.
So let me repeat what we've had so far. The word for fast is γρήγορα. The word for slow is αργά or σιγά. The word for mistake is το λάθος, plural, τα λάθη. The word for correct, do you still remember this, guys? It's a very difficult word. Διορθώνω. Did I say this correctly?
Yeah, it's softer the delta. Διορθώνω. Διορθώνω.
Διορθώνω.
And the last one, do you remember it? How to say to practice?
Εξασκώ.
Great. Ναι. Εξασκώ. And the last phrase for today is it takes time. Παίρνει χρόνο.
Παίρνει χρόνο.
This is so important, not only to learn, but actually to internalize this.
Yeah.
This phrase, παίρνει χρόνο, because everything takes time. Mm. When you're learning a new skill, you need to be patient and understand that it's going to take time.
Exactly.
It's going to take lots of practice, but eventually you're going to make it. And you're going to speak in Greek. And Alice is the living example that this is happening.
But yeah, it's true. It takes time. That's why we wanted to add this phrase in this episode of speaking Greek. Because even speaking Greek takes time,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Παίρνει χρόνο.
Mm-hmm. Παίρνει χρόνο. Let's do a quick quiz and repeat the words we've learned today. And then we're going to move on with our usual dialogue.
Yes, and as always, I will leave a little pause after Yuli asked me the question, so you have time to answer as a listener.
So, Alice, how can we say fast in Greek?
It's γρήγορα.
Right. And what's the opposite of γρήγορα?
It's αργά.
Mm-hmm. Αργά. How can we say to practice?
You say εξασκώ.
Mm-hmm. And what about διορθώνω? What does it mean?
It means to correct.
Mm-hmm. How can we say mistake in Greek?
It's το λάθος.
Mm-hmm. Το λάθος. And how can we say it takes time?
παίρνει χρόνο.
So now I have a tricky question for you guys and Alice. So how can we say a fast cat, for example?
So a fast cat is μία γρήγορη γάτα.
Exactly.
The fast cat is η γρήγορη γάτα.
Well done, Alice. Yeah. So you change the word γρήγορος and γρήγορα. You change the ending and the ending adapts to the word that follows. So to the noun that yeah. describes. Okay. So that's why we say γρήγορη instead of γρήγορα. Okay, great. I hope you guys got it right as well. And now it's time for our dialogue. So in this dialogue, we are not going to be ourselves. I'm going to be Anastasia and Alice is going to be Sophia. And we're going to meet each other outside. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
So as usual, first we're going to speak in slow Greek and then we're going to repeat the dialogue, speaking in like a normal pace. Alice, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's start.
Πώς πάει με τα ελληνικά σου, Σοφία?
Ουφ, καταλαβαίνω ελληνικά, αλλά ακόμα δεν μιλάω καλά. Μιλάω αργά και κάνω πολλά λάθη.
Δεν πειράζει. Παίρνει χρόνο. Νομίζω ότι μιλάς καλά.
Ευχαριστώ. Μπορείς να με διορθώσεις αν κάνω λάθος?
Ναι, φυσικά.
Τέλεια. Γιατί πραγματικά θέλω να εξασκήσω τα ελληνικά μου.
Το καταλαβαίνω. Κοίτα, σήμερα μιλάμε μόνο ελληνικά. Αν θέλεις, μπορούμε να πάμε για καφέ.
Καλή ιδέα, αλλά μόνο αν μιλάς αργά.
Τέλεια, great. So... One thing that I would like to point out is the word pragmatika. It's a new word for you guys. Pragmatika means really. Okay?
Exactly. Because I said pragmatika θέλω να εξασκήσω τα ελληνικά μου. Like I really want to practice my Greek.
Exactly. So now let's repeat the dialogue. But a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. Πώς πάει με τα ελληνικά σου, Σοφία?
Ουφ. Καταλαβαίνω ελληνικά, αλλά ακόμα δεν μιλάω καλά. Μιλάω αργά και κάνω πολλά λάθη.
Δεν πειράζει. Παίρνει χρόνο. Νομίζω ότι μιλάς καλά.
Ευχαριστώ. Μπορείς να με διορθώσεις αν κάνω λάθος?
Ναι, φυσικά.
Τέλεια, γιατί πραγματικά θέλω να εξασκήσω τα ελληνικά μου.
Το καταλαβαίνω. Κοίτα, σήμερα μιλάμε μόνο ελληνικά. Αν θέλεις, μπορούμε να πάμε για καφέ.
Καλή ιδέα, αλλά μόνο αν μιλάς αργά.
Τέλεια.
Very so... realistic conversation. Yeah. I've seriously had conversations like this.
So, yeah, that's it for today, guys. We've learned some very, very interesting words and expressions and facts. And we'll see you in the next episode. Φιλάκια!
See you next week. Φιλάκια!